Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruturi, head coach of the Beavers. For lack of a better term, Tom, how frustrating was last weekend?
Well, yeah, it wasn't. I mean, yeah, it was frustrating. There's no question. You want more, and sometimes when you don't get it, you think about it, and you're frustrated, and you want to get two steps ahead, not two steps behind.
There is a saying, there's a good penalty, there's a bad penalty. I know that you don't necessarily lump them into those kind of categories, but you took a lot of penalties. How many of those are okay in your mind?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's ever an okay penalty, but you also realize, too, sometimes there's bad calls. And I don't know what a good penalty is and a bad penalty is. You know, you can sit there and say, yeah, guys, you're coming on a lone break and you're angling them and you trip them from behind. Or, and sometimes you got to do things like that. I don't know. I mean, sometimes, again, you got to do whatever you can do to prevent a scoring chance. And you got to do it. You know, the legal way. You have to, you have to use your legs. You have to use your stick. You have to extend. You got to angle properly. You got to cut people off. When you hit, you got to keep your stick on the ice. So I don't know, Schultz. I don't want to get into a debate on what's a good penalty and a bad penalty, because I think you can prevent a lot of good penalties you can say it's a good penalty. You can prevent it by just having good habits.
You are historically one of the least penalized teams in the country. 7, 8. Just flat out too many, isn't it?
Oh, big time. And, we're trying to figure out who our penalty killers are. We're trying to get into our rhythm. We're trying to figure out who we are. And you start doing that to yourself, it's, those are self-inflicted wounds.
You got a lot of changes in the line chart again tonight. A lot of that is because Adam Flamang is back in. How nice is it to get a guy with his experience, maybe against this team too, back into the lineup tonight?
For sure, it is. We talked about it last week. When Flammer's out of the lineup, it does. Our lineup looks different. When he's in the lineup, our lineup looks different in a good way. And he creates a lot of depth in our lineup because he just can do so many things. And then we can slot guys properly. That's how we feel, at least right now.
Last year was last year. That overtime playoff winner doesn't mean a whole lot tonight. If anything, but back in your playing days, were there goalies that you're like, hey, I've had success in a big time game against this guy, and you feel a little bit more confident offensively?
Yeah, you do. I mean, I think it's more teams. I always looked at it as more teams, not necessarily the goalie. Why, I don't know. But again, everybody's probably different. That was a long time ago, too.
Jackson Panzer, I think, has played on all three of your top lines. He's played on the left, the right, and in the middle. What does that versatility bring to a team?
Well, he can do a lot of different things. He's kind of a Swiss Army knife, so we have a lot of trust in Jackson, so we put him in different situations.
I don't want to oversimplify this, but not everybody can do that, can they?
No, you can't, and that's why in a perfect world you want to recruit centers too. If we can recruit, I tell our staff this all the time, you want to recruit you want to have 6 or 7 centers on in your lineup. You can always move a center to a wing, but it's hard to move a wing to center, and we talk about that recruiting all the time, and because when you have those guys, there's versatility. There's, if there's injuries, you just have a lot more components. There's just a lot more, there's just a lot more things you can do.
Gives you a lot more options in the penalty kill, does it not?
For sure, Schultze, for sure. Mostly if you have some left-handed. We talked about that, too. It'd be nice to have, some right-handed centermen, too, so we can have some strength on the other dot.
More with Coach Cerruturi when we come back. Quarter of our pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Cerruturi. Hall of Fame weekend, Tom. You've got Matt Reed being inducted this weekend and 4 championship teams. I want to start with those teams. You weren't here as a coach during that stretch, but as an alum, I'm sure you were following along. What do you remember about 4 championships in 5 years? Because that is just downright rare.
Right, and I don't know a lot about it, Schultz. I just know those guys now very good, and they're good guys. And you got to remember, back in those days when, when you were done, you were young, you did your, you went on and you started your life, and there was no internet. Seriously, there was no internet. Like, I knew they won, but you saw that from afar. You weren't as plugged in and dialed in, and right now you're on your couch every night knowing exactly what the team's doing. You see it on social media. You see it on college hockey news. You can see it on 5 different camera angles on Midco. We didn't have those things. I knew they had success. I knew a lot of the players. I know those players now. They're high character guys. They're good guys, and that's an unbelievable testament to that team and Coach Peters and the accomplishments that they had in the 90s.
Knowing also then what that rivalry with Huntsville was like, that takes us to a whole nother level, doesn't it?
For sure. And again, that's one thing I saw when I got back here to Bemidji. And then, of course, in the D1 days, that rivalry was a carryover from those teams in the 90s.
All right. Matt Reed, just an all-around character guy. I will always remember him for that CHA championship game overtime winner against Robert Morris. The place went berserk. A lot of the guys on that team, you know, they were all a big part of that. But Reed was in the middle of it being the overtime game winner, right?
Oh, Reeder was the man. I mean, he just was. I mean, there's a reason we went to the Frozen Four. There's a reason we got an at-large bid the next year. And they say one guy doesn't make a team. Well, it sure as heck helps. And we're watching footage on Matt Reed. What he could do with the puck, how like Wentz goes, his glide was unbelievable. He could accelerate, and it didn't even look like he was accelerating. He was just poetry in motion. He was talented. He was tough. You don't play 449 games in the NHL at 5'9 and a half, probably 175, 180 pounds. And what he did at Bemidji State was remarkable. And you're going to see some of those goals on the Jumbotron tonight, which is just it amazes me.
He made everyone around him better, but everybody else around him, I think, made him better too. I mean, you talk about guys that played with him, Ian Lowen, Tyler Schofield, Matt Francis, all really good players in and of themselves, and they all together elevated everybody, didn't they?
For sure. And again, they were just good guys, and we had good chemistry with those guys. And and Reeder was the old Reggie Jackson. He was the straw that stirred the drink. And and you look back at that team in 09, without realizing, you got an NHLer in Hunt, you have an NHLer, in Matt Reed, you have an NHL signee in Matt Dalton in the Nets. We had, multitude of guys who played in the American Hockey League. Chris McElvey played like 200.